From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An American general running the U.S.-led coalition support of the Iraqi offensive to take Mosul. Major General Gary Valesky has told reporters Iraqi and Kurdish forces are making rapid initial progress against Islamic State defenders in an assault that began in the early hours of Monday.
In the next 72 hours, we expect the Iraqis will continue some more operations from the Kurds to clear some more of that really defensive line, that limit of advance, and that the Iraqis continue in their push to Mosul. There's been a lot of questions about how long the operation would take. You know, my assessment is the enemy always has a vote.
Valesky said the enemy's response thus far has been mostly indirect fire as they move back toward Mosul and its defense, a city that they captured more than 2 years ago.
The enemy, as we've seen over the last few months, they're unable to seize any terrain. Their attacks have been attempts to spoil Iraqi security force maneuver, which they have been very unsuccessful in doing.
Valesky urged the Iraqi forces not to rush toward the city, but continue their unrelenting pressure, and IS defenders, he said, would break. Former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba and four aides Wednesday found guilty of trying to influence those testifying at their war crimes trial through bribes. The court said 14 witnesses were coached about what to say. Bemba and the others were found guilty of conspiring to present false evidence. The judge is Bertram Schmidt.
No legal system in the world can accept the bribing of witnesses, the inducement of witnesses to lie, or the illicit coaching of witnesses. Nor can the International Criminal Court.
Bemba is appealing his conviction, an 8-year prison term handed down in March, for his role in a campaign of rape and murder across Central African Republic more than a decade ago. This is VOA News. A 72-hour ceasefire brokered by the UN that is renewable went into effect late Wednesday in Yemen. The UN hopes the break will allow humanitarian workers to deliver badly needed aid and pave the way for possible peace talks. Russia's humanitarian pause Thursday was to take effect in Syria, allowing the sick and wounded to leave Aleppo, along with rebel fighters, as a Russian-backed Syrian assault on the rebel-held sector is interrupted. President Vladimir Putin said he's ready to extend the pause as far as possible. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he doubts there will be any effort at a third U.S.-Russian ceasefire. He warned that even if Russia and Syria prevail in Aleppo, it won't change the fundamental dynamic of the conflict.
If you don't have a political settlement, you can't have peace. And so Russia needs to understand this is not making things better, it's making things worse.
Russia has extended the length of the humanitarian pause from 8 to 11 hours. It involves opening two corridors of safe passage out of the city. The two main U.S. presidential candidates, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, clashed late Wednesday in their final televised debate in Las Vegas over gun rights, abortion, and immigration. Democratic nominee Clinton opposes mass deportation.
I don't want to rip families apart. I don't want to be sending parents away from children. I don't want to see the deportation force that Donald has talked about in action in our country. We have 11 million undocumented people. They have 4 million American citizen children, 15 million people.
Trump, her Republican counterpart, said border security is vital.
She wants to give amnesty, which is a disaster and very unfair to all of the people that are waiting in line for many, many years. We need strong borders. In the audience tonight, we have four mothers of these are unbelievable people that I've gotten to know over a period of years whose children have been killed, brutally killed, by people that came into the country illegally.
They also clashed over Russian President Vladimir Putin's influence, Clinton calling Trump his puppet, the New York businessman countering by saying Mr. Putin has outsmarted his opponent as she was Secretary of State. North Korea appears to have failed in another attempt to launch a medium-range ballistic missile, a rocket that can reach some U.S. Asian bases. Wednesday, the U.S. and South Korea announced a further strengthening of their security alliance against a nuclear North Korea. Ashton Carter, the U.S. defense chief.
This includes our commitment to provide extended deterrence, guaranteed by the full spectrum of U.S. defense capabilities.
Wednesday's establishment of a high-level extended deterrence strategy and consultation group is being accompanied by unusually blunt public comments from the U.S. Secretary of Defense and State about the possibility of nuclear war initiated by Pyongyang. The U.S. military says one of its service members and an American civilian were killed Wednesday in a shooting near a coalition base in the capital, Kabul.
That's the latest world news from VOA.